Local Talk on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Tuesday. It is a groovy Tuesday. Blue sky out there looking absolutely gorgeous. Because you know what today is? Today's Freedom Day, literally. It is time for you to break away from all of the BS and let your voice be heard. Today is primary election day. And looking at the numbers so far, about 90,000 people have participated. 200,000 registered voters still out there, though. I mean, we're looking so far at 34% roughly. Do you want change or do you want just the same old, same old? 884-9910, the talk and text lines, and Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Already got a lot of emails to go through, but I will be answering some questions on the air. And of course, 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. Do you believe, you personally, do you believe there, I mean, remember, we don't track these things. I'm not selling your information. I'm not trying to track who's doing the answering. So really, be honest. Do you believe there is systemic racism in America? In a time where anybody can go out and get whatever job they want, whatever career they want, if they have the skill and the capabilities. The scholarships are out there for the students. The money's out there somewhere. You just have to take the initiative because things are not just handed to you. Yesterday's poll question, do you believe the protests and riots are a diversion for something bigger happening in the country during a presidential election? Yeah, 4% said no. Pretty much everybody else has a yes answer. Yes, they're trying to divert our focus from the COVID-19 hoax. Yes, the left will do anything to try and get rid of Trump and regain power, including burning the entire country to the ground in the process. And I really like this answer. Yes, the deep state, cabal, new world order, whatever you want to call it, is trying to distract us so we will have Biden as our president. After about 3 months, something's going to happen to me. Really? You're giving him 3 months? Will happen to him, and whomever the vice president is will be our president. Yeah, that's why they're keeping it so quiet. I mean, seriously, he's a nominee. Why don't you start? Why don't you announce who the VP is going to be that you're running with? Yeah, I can't answer questions like that. But let's move on to the local front, because Kitty, yes, yes, they are. And this is Reno is embracing it. First of its kind online voter guide released for Washoe County candidates. No, that's not the first of its kind. Voter suggestions are put out all the time by different people. Voter guides are always put out there. But this one you have to watch out for. And it brings up a great topic. It's called ACTION with two N's. ACTION. They're all about voter engagement, and this is one of the leftist groups out there. that, again, go under the guise of community. No. No. If you're getting your information from action, you are undoubtedly one of the most uninformed voters out there. See, they always do this. They try to make it sound so all together, all of us. So they call it the People First Voter Guide. Yeah, right. Oh, did I mention, even on their pages there, Action, another group that gets their money from the Open Society Foundation, one of George Soros' foundations. Remember the author I was talking to yesterday, Jeff Reynolds, that great book? Yeah. It's where all this money is coming from. People were questioning the other day, well, how can these protests be a problem? How can Antifa be a problem? This is Reno. Just like I have been telling you for decades that MS-13 is here and working the drug corridor, we have Antifa here. And we have. You may only, you know, start off with a group of five or six, but it's how they get the word out. Because when they send the word, busloads of the most uneducated people in the world show up. The most dangerous people in the world show up. The people who want to commit utter chaos, anarchy, bust windows, start fires. Now, what if that fire that they started at Reno City Hall actually took off, rather than just being a gaslighting situation? What if they actually threw a couple of those Molotov cocktails in there because the, you know, fire department wasn't there, because people felt that, no, I'm sorry, not people, elected representatives felt that, you know, they would be in danger. So what, we burned down City Hall? Why would you keep the fire department from going into a dangerous situation when they run into danger every single day? They put their lives on the line every single day. But the mayor and her cronies believe that, oh, well, gosh, if they get a water bottle thrown at them or a rock thrown at them, that would be the end-all, be-all, be-all, end-all. So we have Action, who is being touted by the left, I guess, in thisisreno.com. We have Antifa. We have Black Lives Matter. Again, only a few followers and a few, you know, but double digits. We also have another organization that I would like to tell you about. And listen to the words specifically. Because wording is very important. We are building an army of young people to make climate change an urgent priority across America and the corrupting influence of fossil fuel executives on our politics, and elect leaders who stand up for the health and well-being of all people. We are ordinary young people who are scared about the climate crisis. and what it means for the people and places we love. We are gathering in classrooms, living rooms, and in worship halls across the country. Everyone has a role to play. Public opinion is already with us. If we unite by the millions, we can turn this into political power and reclaim our democracy. So they want political power, just like all the other lobbyists out there. They say we are not looking to the right or left. We are looking forward. Together, we will change this country and the world. This organization is right here in Reno. This organization is funded by Open Societies, George Soros, and all of the other PACs that he puts his money into. So be on the wise about Sunrise Movement. AOC, all of those pushing the Green New Deal. It's not about the death of George Floyd. It is not about a virus. It is not about Russian collusion or any other bull squat hoax that they want to come up with. It's about an election and getting rid of Donald Trump and all of his ideas that are bringing your freedom back, bringing this country back. They don't want that, and they'll do and say anything that they can to convince you that they are peaceful organizations, that they are about love, they're about the earth. Well, let me tell you, last time I checked, murder, flat out murder, wasn't about saving the earth, unless you're thinking and putting it into population control. All of those people who were murdered over the last 3 weeks in the name of justice for George Floyd. Oh, did I mention that the Sunrise Movement uses Antifa videos for training? Remember what I read in their little mission statement there? Everyone has a role to play. Yeah. Know what's going on around you. Because if you like your life and the way you're living, you better enjoy it now because it's not going to be there next year. Remember to vote today. Whatever it takes, vote. And use your head and vote red. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be right back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Since we're live and local FM Talk, we don't hold back from you. Jerry Evans gives us the voice for you to express your concerns, for me to express my concerns, for people to call in and not be silenced. Well, unless you start cussing and then I just hang up on you. Don't want that, because we want kids listening. We want young adults listening, because that is the all-out fight. To get the younger generation to understand what's going on. The talk and text line. Woohoo! We're up and running. All those little gremlins and ghosts in the machine have been banished. So 884-9910. Sorry about the timing. You might have noticed that Black Lives Matter and Antifa showed up in Fallon yesterday. I guess they're taking the bus tour of Northern Nevada. Reno, or Carson City, then Reno, then Fallon. I got my dates wrong. But it's very nice to know that the media was showing pictures of the peaceful protest. But they didn't show pictures on the other side of why those protests were kept peaceful. And that is the America-loving people who showed up supporting their right to open carry and kept everything calm. Basically just wearing the statement, you don't pull this garbage in our neighborhood. But then again, I'm sure their little bus tour, because you know this is going to happen again. This is happening before the primary. This will, and you can hold me to it. I will apologize up and down if I am wrong. Up and down, because I have no problem saying when I'm wrong. But so far, I rarely am. I mean, I thought I was wrong once, but I was mistaken. But here it is. Today is election day. This is worked up before it. We will see this all again in the months coming. Setups to all-out race war. And you have to know that these people are being manipulated. These people are being paid to do what they do to cause anarchy and destruction before an election. So I say it's probably going to be about September, maybe September, October. Could be when verdicts come out about the officers who started all this. If they even were officers. Or we'll see wave two of Corona and the shutting down of our society again. Not just of our economy, but of our society, our way of life. It will happen again before the election. And it's going to be 2 to 3 times as bad. Because the left is not succeeding. If anything, the agenda that they are pushing is failing miserably. Because more and more people are waking up to their egregious acts, like defunding the police department. If anything, we need better control of the unions. Contract negotiations need to be public, and city councils need to start apologizing to their constituents. And more money needs to go in to law enforcement. We haven't increased the numbers of our officers since the 80s. But we've grown how much? This is what happens when unions actually hold you back. So what are you going to do today? I hope one of those responses is vote. Vote out the left, vote out the rhinos, and get good people in there. And don't fall for the BS of, making sure that, you know who's bettering for all people, because they're not. So when you see the action groups out there, the Sunrise Movement, BLM, if those people are endorsing anybody, those people should be the furthest thing from your mind when voting. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back after this Fox News update here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live streaming at 991FMTalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Log on to 991FMTalk.com. Answer today's poll question. Do you honestly believe that there is systemic racism in America? What they want you to believe going on right now, that we're all bad people and we hold others back and that we have white privilege, even though we work our butts off for what we have. It's about individualism. It's about you and me and what we do with our lives. And you know what? I don't care what color you are. I don't care what religion you are. I don't care really anything about what you do until it impacts me. Go live your life and keep your nose out of my life and what I'm doing. That's pretty much how the majority of Americans live their life now. Yet, I love this little tidbit that I got sent. This is a tweet that went out from somebody at the New York Times. Such a fake. Text your relatives and loved ones that you won't visit or talk to and tell them until they protest for Black Lives Matter or gives money to social justice groups. This is nuts. They put out their, stop sending hashtag love. Stop sending positive vibes. Stop sending your thoughts. Send money. It just boggles the mind how far the right has gone to the left. Remember what happens when midline Democrats leave the Democrat Party. They usually join the Republicans. And then what happens? The Republican values move to the left to keep everybody happy. No, we need to vote and use our voice today to move Republicans back to the right, back to the Constitution, which so many of our elected representatives just do not even pay any attention to. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Michael. Hi, Michael. You want to talk about the Reno City Council?
Yeah. I saw in this morning where they're going to go ahead and change the chambers to the diversity chambers, and they're going to do artwork to save the planet.
You know, and I'm sure that's just going to change so many people's opinions and so many minds and make such a difference, because the Reno City Council really, they do not have the best interest for the people of this city or this county. What they're doing is trying to appease social groups. That's why Mayor Sheevy flew the rainbow flag over City Hall and took down the American flag.
Oh, that was a mistake.
No, it wasn't. You asked for forgiveness, not permission. Yes, Michael?
If they want to be so diverse downtown and they think that they need to do that, I want to see who's going to be first to step down from their position so that somebody black can have their job, and they're going to support them because they're capable of doing the job. Not that they're capable of doing the job, but as far as the people that are there. But I want to see who's first, and if it matters so much to them, their Black Lives Matter and all this diversity, I want one of them to go ahead and show how committed they are to it by giving up their city pension, giving up the dollars they get, and giving up all the privilege that they get to go ahead and overturn things that people in this town don't want.
You realize you just gave...
That's the myth.
You just realize you gave them the idea that they haven't thought about yet to just to make it look, you know, because if you think about it, this is what I've heard. Delgado, Oscar Delgado is running to be reelected so he can move on to something else. So his seat will have to be appointed. So what do you want to bet now, Michael, that that appointment is what happens with what you just said?
Why doesn't Hillary Sheevy, if she's so committed to what's going on, and Soto in the interim downtown, why don't they go ahead and find somebody from an area of town that's just so deprived by everything? Why don't they go get one of those people and lift them up? Get them up off their butts, get them off the sofa, get them off all the rest of the stuff they're doing. You know, I'm pretty angry about this. I don't care how angry they are. I'm pretty peeved.
And I'm glad you are, because you have got to get your voice out there, Michael. And they're just playing games. They are just playing games. Let's go to Jason in Carson City. Hi, Jason. You have an issue with your ballot?
Yeah. So neither my wife nor myself have received a mail-in ballot. We're not sure how we're supposed to vote now, because you can't go in anywhere from what I know.
Okay, how long have you been in the area that you live in?
We voted in every election since 2010 up here in Carson City.
And you haven't moved?
We moved, but we updated all of our addresses, and we still haven't received anything.
Huh, that's interesting. Okay, well, actually, do you live in Carson City?
Yes.
Okay, I believe Carson City does have direct voting today. So just log on to the Carson City Registrar of Voters, and you should have a time today that you can vote. So go down and do it.
How do we check to see if somebody obtained our ballots and used them already?
Can you turn your radio down a little bit? We're getting feedback. Actually the same place. Because
okay.
Washoe County has it all online, Carson City should be doing the exact same thing. So contact
you
the...
You said that was what?
The what?
I go to what website?
Oh, well, you can start out at the Secretary of State's office, and then you can just list your county.
All right, thank you so much.
You are very welcome, Jason, and make sure that... You know, lines are going to be long. Be prepared to wait, because people are going to show up in force, hopefully, keeping my fingers crossed there, hopefully, in force today to vote. And you need to vote these people out. You need to vote the left out. And I'm actually going to be honest and say that this is so important that even if you were unsure about the person on the right, you have to vote them in. Now, there are nonpartisan offices But there are not nonpartisan people. Everybody out there has a philosophy. And it is within that philosophy that you govern. Whether you're a Republican, see, that's the problem that we have. There are different levels of Republicans. Democrats, they just all vote to the left. It really doesn't matter. But when it comes to Republicans, you have constitutional Republicans. You have conservative Republicans. And those two things are not the same. They are not. You have liberal Republicans. You know, the ones that say that they are for, you know, social issues, but they are fiscally conservative. What does that mean? That means that you need to do your research and vote out the ones who are just all about making a career of it. Because you cannot tell me that out of how many million, what do we have up here in the north? Close to a million? When you combine all the counties outside of Las Vegas, you cannot tell me that there are just one or two people that are qualified to run for office. If you are an American citizen, if you want what's best for the people of your community, then you are qualified to run for office. It doesn't matter what job you've held in the past. It doesn't matter how many years of college you have. It doesn't matter what degrees you have. If you follow the Constitution and do what is best for your neighbors, do what is best for your community, then you should be running for office and getting career politicians out. Unless you truly believe that these people are doing what's in your best interest. And in my opinion, not reading bills all the way through, voting on things just so somebody else will vote on your thing, going along to get along, then you don't represent me, and you ain't getting my vote. Oh, by the way, coming up in the next segment, besides urging you to get out and vote today and checking if your vote has been registered, all I have is Washoe County, but you can get online and do the research for your county. There's a link on my website, 991fmtalk.com. Go into my page, and it is right there. It's the first thing you click on the Washoe County Registrar's Office. It has the name of every single registered voter in Washoe County. And it will tell you if you voted or not. The reason I ask you to do that is because some people have been shipped ballots multiple times. Some people have not been shipped ballots. You have to find out if yours went someplace else. I did everything I could to check and make sure all of my stuff was updated. It has been updated for years. Nothing changed, except my ballot comes to a name I haven't used in two elections. So what does that tell you about the people that are controlling your vote? I don't have a lot of confidence. That's why I'm going to do it in person. Protect your vote. It is your voice. We'll be back after this with Recall 2.0 on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM Talk station. 99.1 KKFT.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. Monica at 991FMTalk.com. That's my direct email. Monica, does the good mayor, Reno mayor, still have her dress shop? If so, I guarantee that Hillary, the Hillary hugger, would have acted differently if the dress shop was under attack by the rioters. Bob, you know, it would have been. And yes, she still does have her private businesses, but yeah, if it were in jeopardy, I'm sure it would have been different. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Joe this morning. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Monica. How are you?
I'm doing great. So on this election day, what's up with you?
I'm registered. I live down in Douglas in Gardnerville, and I'm registered as an independent. And my ballot is filtered to where I can't vote for who I want to.
Yes. Yes. I'm sorry that a lot of people are figuring that out right now. But if you are registered as independent, if you are not registered as a Republican or as a Democrat, not get to vote in the primary for those candidates. Now, you can in the general election, but not the primary. That's why I tell people it's so important to pick a side during the primary, because this is where you separate the real Republicans from the rhino Republicans. And right. I know we want to all. Yeah, it's a major flaw in the system. You know, I don't think it's fair.
I should be able to vote for anyone that's running, no matter how I'm registered, you know?
Well, honestly, I think that if you're independent, you know, it's the system, Joe, because if you're a registered independent and you're allowed to vote for either Republican or Democrat, then during the primaries, Democrats can mess with Republican votes. And they can mess with the people that they want to. They'll put a lesser candidate into the primary or into the general election vote through the primary. Do you get that?
I guess. It just frustrates me. You know, I feel like no matter how you're registered, I feel like you should vote for anyone that's running for that office.
You should be. But they do that for the general.
Maybe someone changed their, maybe someone might change their mind along the way or whatever. You know, I always vote Republican or conservative, but I don't necessarily, I don't follow any party lines because I think a lot of politicians are just corrupt. So,
you know what? And I'm totally there with you. I'm totally there with you, Joe. It's just that's why in name only, you just have to pick a side. You have to register as Republican or Democrat. That's just the flaw in the system. That's all I can say. But just know that when the general comes along, you have no problem with voting. You know, I don't necessarily like my candidates either. And I'm sitting here and I'm looking at my ballot, and I've noticed that on a lot of these, I don't get it. Why on the congressional side, say on Congress District 2, your choices are Amade, Beck, and Hurley? But when you go over to the Supreme Court justice for the seat, is Christensen, Pickering, Rodriguez, none of these candidates. On the family court judge, It's Dullinger, Shannon, and White. Why are they going back and forth on... Some can say none of these candidates. Others, you don't have that option. I thought there was always none of these candidates. Curious. But that could just be my ignorance. Because you know what? I don't know everything either. I'm trying to make sense of this just like you are. That's why we work good together. We'll be back right after this, and then I promise I'll get to recall Sisolak 2.0. As we continue on with the show in the next hour, here's a Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.